Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The world right now is under great stress and in great difficulty in many parts of the earth. These things don't seem to be resolving themselves very easily. Feuds that have existed for hundreds, even thousands of years, continue to stay in existence, stay strong, and be acted on. And there seems to be no easy solution to any of these things. And we have to question, what is it that keeps these feuds going? Why can't people resolve these things? And how come there's a constant repetition of scenarios that lead to tremendous conflict and can't be resolved? Well, one of the obvious outcomes of ignorance is stubbornness. And this world is full of ignorance. And there's very little wisdom within it. And until wisdom comes into play, all of the difficulties that are in the world are going to continue to exist. And the only way that they will be kept in check is through enormous expenditure of funds to maintain armies that can control populations and act to keep people terrorized so they don't dare move out of the way they were. For instance, Saddam Hussein was an incredible tyrant. He was able to keep the peace in his country. Why? Because he had a network, a web that went throughout the country where if anybody said anything, they knew about it, and they could do something about it immediately and squash it. Other places in this world are trying to do the same kinds of things. When you look at the state of America and the freedom that is allowed in America and the freedom that individuals have in America, you begin to realize how rare and how precious this kind of freedom is. And you have to begin and also ask, how did it happen? How come this place is different than so many other places? And why didn't the same things that happened in other places happen here? Well, there are some basic answers. The only way out of ignorance is wisdom. And without wisdom, ignorance stays in control. And in most of the world, ignorance controls the media. The media is controlled by the state powers and essentially write what the state power allows them to write. And so ignorance becomes the norm and becomes the attitude that is accepted by the country and the understanding that's accepted as reality by the country. Now, in America, there were wise people at the beginning of its coming into being a country. And somehow, these wise people were able to create a constitution that allowed for freedom and understood the necessities for freedom among people. And they were able to do it because they didn't fear their own people. Most of the world, the government fears the population. And in order to suppress and maintain the population, they feel they have to manipulate the media, they have to manipulate the police, they have to manipulate the army in order to keep the population under control. Well, America took the attitude that the people could take care of themselves and should be allowed to take care of themselves with as little interference from the government as possible. And it's a idea that came into fruition and worked. If you go into George Washington's home, which is a museum along the Potomac in the Maryland, Virginia area, and you walk into the living room, there's a key in a little case. And it says, the key to the Bastille, to the father of freedom, Marquis de Lafayette. And when I saw that, I was really moved, because the point is that it's the key to the jail. And the world tried to jail everybody. The kings tried to jail everybody, not necessarily within bars, but within the confines of their control. Wisdom takes you to a different place. It not only realizes that you can't be jailed, no matter where you are, if you're free inside, but it also realizes that unless you're free inside, unless you understand truth, unless you understand love and kindness, you're in jail anyway. You're in the jail of all of the things that are contrary to love and kindness, all of the non-reality in this world. And what I've seen is that people get ideas in their heads that as long as they can somehow push at other people or try to maneuver other people or try to shame other people or try to manipulate other people, they're somehow free. When they have the opportunity to control what's outside of them, they believe they're somehow free. And all of this control comes about because of their inability to have love on their inside and free themselves of all of the needs to interact with the world and somehow make the world go the way they want to go. People who can't be free because of whatever has gone through their life make it hell or try to make it hell for other people. If I'm in hell, you're going to be in hell too. And that way they somehow feel better. And it's these people who wear costumes and hold titles and who seem to be in charge who are the most out of control internally, the most paranoid internally. Good examples of paranoia, after World War II, when Russia lost 20 million people, Stalin in his paranoia killed another 20 million people to stay in control. Pol Pot in Cambodia and the amount of killing that happened there. If you wore glasses, you weren't allowed to live because it meant you read too much. China and its Cultural Revolution. All of these leaders were full of angst, full of anxiety, full of paranoia, And they played out this paranoia on the stage of the world, their own countries. It happens in organizations, it happens in countries, it happens all over the world. There are people who have to play out their sorrows and their difficulties on everybody else. So, what do we do? What is it that we can take from this to understand how to live our own lives? One, when we run into these people, try to recognize them. But one of the things that you'll find is they hide until they expose themselves somehow. So they're not hard, they're not easy to recognize. The other thing is that if you are free and you can avoid the world of praise and blame, you can stay free. But it's difficult. It's difficult to have people throwing rocks at you and avoid the rocks. It's difficult to have people throwing abuse at you and avoid the abuse. Somehow, you have to move away from the situation and not encounter it. What are Sufis? What is the point of Sufism? Historically, Sufis stay out of politics and they stay out of arguments. Why? Because there is no resolve or resolution to these things. Ignorance cannot hear wisdom. And that's a very important point to understand. Ignorance cannot hear wisdom. And no matter how much you throw at it, the stubbornness of ignorance will create a wall that won't allow wisdom to come through, won't allow truth to come through, won't allow anything to come through because of ignorance's insistence that whatever it is thinking about is right. The intellect has an incredible arrogance, and the intellect has limitations. So the intellect's arrogance and limitations, when confronted with almost anything, leads to conflict. And when it's confronted with wisdom, it's immediate conflict. Why did they kill Halaj? Because Halaj gave them a concept that was beyond their ability to understand. Halaj said, Anil Haq, I am the truth. Maybe he was. I didn't know. But the point is, if he wasn't, what difference does it make to you? And that's one of the great things about America. If a guy's running up and down the street going, I am the truth. I am the truth. Nobody really cares. All right, guy, you're the truth, Jack. Go. But in other places, people take this kind of stuff really seriously. And they take their own opinions really seriously. You can't be the truth. Why? I'm the truth. And there's the conflict. Ignorance, by the way, even though it may not say I am the truth, thinks it is the truth. And only in rare instances will it expose itself to where it will say, Anil Haq, I am the truth. I am reality. But that's really what ignorance thinks. And it wants to take over reality and place its reality on top of it. Bowie used to say, people take my words and place them upon their own thoughts and come up with their own ideas. And then they attribute them to me. I had nothing to do with them. And this is what ignorance does. Somebody said a few days ago that Bawa said, we're all the same. Well, if we're all the same, then why did Bawa sit on the bed? He didn't say that, but I'll tell you who did say that. When Moses came down from the mountain with the tablets, there was a man who was difficult, and his name was Koresh. And he said to Moses, "Why are you the leader? We're all the same. I could be the leader." And the ground opened up and swallowed him. So we need to understand that there are degrees of things in this world. And we need to understand that we have respect. The man in Moses' situation had no respect for anybody. And he had no respect for the fact that God chose Moses to be the leader. And he should have respected that. But his own arrogance and his own ignorance refused to see the difference between wisdom and ignorance. There has to come a time when in our ignorance we realize that we're ignorant and that a change has got to come. And it's at that moment in our life that we truly begin to live. And if that moment doesn't come, we're never real. We've never entered into the phase of being that has an opportunity to get wisdom. And if we aren't trying to get wisdom, then we aren't fulfilling the reason that we were put here. We were put here in order to understand our Creator. And if we don't travel the path towards that understanding, we have deprived ourselves of our birthright. And how have we done it? Through our own ideas, through our own stubbornness, through our own ignorance, and through our own inability to understand how wisdom comes about. And wisdom comes about through love. Wisdom comes about through compassion. Wisdom comes about through obtaining God's qualities and abiding in God's qualities. To leave the house of the elements and enter into the house of God's qualities. And if we can't make that move, we can't ascend. If we can't make that move, we can't become real. If we can't make that move, we'll never get to the point where we can say, "Anel Hak," and it be truth. So we have to think about our opinions, and we have to wonder, do we really need them? Are they valid? Because in the end, the only thing that's valid is love and compassion and truth and justice. Everything else fades out. And we have to decide whether we want to live in the world that fades out or in the world that is eternal. And as we live through the different insanities that go on in the world, things like coups and things like revolutions, things like movements that try to change one political system into another political system that changes into a third political system, in this constant attempt to make the intellect seem supreme and the ideas of the intellect brought into fruition so that the world can be a better place. We realize more and more as we watch those kinds of things happen that the only thing that can make the world a better place is belief in God. The only thing that can make the world a better place is surrender to God. The only thing that can make us and our interaction with the world a better place is to give up the belief in the world and stick with the belief in God. And we have to somehow figure out how to do this for ourselves. Nobody else is going to do it for us, and the world certainly isn't going to do it en masse. So we have to figure out how to do it within our little family. And we have to be close to people who have the same ideals. And when we find people don't have those kind of ideals, we need to separate ourselves from them and stay with the ones who are actively kind, actively loving, purposefully merciful, purposely compassionate, who've taken it upon themselves to be kind to others, to treat others as they would have others treat them. This isn't that complicated. Protect yourself. Protect yourself through the world, and the way you do it is to cover yourself in love, to cover yourself in compassion. And then compassion will flow through you from Allah, and His source is unending. His compassion is unending. And as it flows through us, we become the recipients of being the ones that compassion flows through. And there is no greater gift. So may it be so for each and every one of us. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.